What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I have good news and I have bad news, and it all has to do with Denzel Washington. So in a recent interview, he did reveal some exciting news about a movie that he's going to be a part of, but he also dropped the bomb that he's ready to retire.
I don't know how many more films I'm going to make. It's probably not that many. I want to do things I haven't done. I played Othello at 22. I'm about to play Othello at 70. After that, I'm playing Hannibal. After that, I've been talking with Steve McQueen about a film. After that, Ryan Coogler is writing a part for me in the next Black Panther. After that, I'm going to do the film Othello. After that, I'm going to do King Lear. After that, I'm going to retire.
Yeah. So he's going to be doing movies for the next 25 years, and then he's retiring.
I saw everybody comment saying, Denzel, no, retire, don't retire. I'm like, the man still has 30 years left. He gave you 15 movies that he's still doing. But I'm really excited to hear he's going to join the Black Panther series. Yeah. I think that's going to be amazing.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so exciting. So I know people are so thrilled to see him be a part of this franchise, but I know also at the end people are like, wait, you're retiring? No. But it's going to be like another 15 years before he gets off the screen. And truly, I feel like when you're that good at your craft, and when you love what you do, I feel like people say they want to retire, and then they retire and they go, well, we do one more. Like with Tom Brady, where he's like, okay, I'm giving up football. And then he's like, well, what about one more?
I think it's hard to give that kind of thing up, that kind of celebrity up and that kind of notoriety when you've been in it for so long.
How would you know?
Kristen's being funny because I've been talking about doing the same thing. And that is really one of my concerns is like, I've been Bert Show Bert my entire life. I mean, it's a very different level than Denzel Washington and Tom Brady. But locally here, it's nice to kind of go out and people recognize me and stuff like that. So when I'm really ready to do it, I already have a therapist lined up to prepare me months in advance. For not being Bert Show Bert anymore.
The call is coming from inside the studio. But here's the thing. When you're as big of a legend as like Denzel Washington, or if you're as big of an Atlanta legend as Bert Weiss, that doesn't just go away, you know, overnight. Like, it's going to take a couple of years. So you'll be relevant for a couple of years.
Before no one thinks about you at all.
In this environment, people forget fast. It'll be next Friday.
So, like, you know, you're giving up the quote-unquote celebrity, but like Denzel Washington isn't just going to stop being Denzel Washington when he stops making films. He's going to, you know, be out and about, and people are going to be like, oh my God, Denzel. So you're not really giving up the celebrity. You're just giving up the really fast-paced Hollywood lifestyle. All right, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, speaking of fast-paced Hollywood lifestyle, he is addressing the rumors that he cost Red One $50 million because he was so late to set so frequently. He did a recent interview with GQ magazine where he had to shut down these rumors saying that he cost production this much money. He said, yeah, being late happens, but not that amount, by the way. That's a bananas amount. That's absolutely crazy, ridiculous. And then the director of Red One, which is his film that's coming out, said that he never missed a day of work ever. He's got a lot going on. He can be late sometimes, but such is Hollywood. So basically saying like, yeah, he's late, but so is literally everybody else. And it didn't cost them $50 million for him to be that late.
I think it's so funny that when people get to a certain level and then all of a sudden it's like, we got to tear them down.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like he's he genuinely comes across as a good dude that does a lot for, you know, communities and for his fans. And he's always so personable when you see him interacting with fans. Like, he's not one of those A-listers that like sticks his nose up in the air. So to hear a story like that, I take that with a massive grain of salt.
I mean, I do the same thing with Taylor Swift, man. I mean, how much good can she do? And there are still people that hate her for no reason.
Oh my gosh. My mom still credits like this Howard Stern interview where he like called her the B-word or something. Mom's like, so if Howard Stern thinks she's a B, then she must be a B. I'm like, that's one dude out of a sea of millions of people that love this woman. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, she was just filmed correcting her security guard for being too mean. She was at the Chiefs game this weekend, and her security guard was yelling at somebody, and she was like, say please, say please. She's an angel, okay?
I have to give credit, too, to her security. So I was watching her leave a Chiefs game, or either walk in or leave a Chiefs game, and paparazzi were squatted down, and she was wearing a short skirt. I know, right? It's like, it was very gross. And she stopped, and it's like, they already know this protocol. And I mean, security was not having it. He's just like, in all of the photographer's faces, get up, get up, get up, get up. And she would not walk past him. And then she started walking, and a guy squatted down again, and he got right in front of the camera, and he goes, you get up. And I was like, ew.
This is very, very sidebar. And it's really, really strange. I was watching the Michigan State, I think, Kansas game last night, and the cameraman was up somebody's whatever, and you couldn't tell in that split second. I thought maybe it was a cheerleader. And then as he backed out, he was up a player's shorts.
Oh my God.
For about 3 seconds. And I'm like, what? I hope that gets flagged.
What? That was an act. That had to have been an accident.
Or it was on purpose commentary about being up cheerleader skirts. And so everyone's like, yeah, we're up a skirt. And then you realize it's a player.
I don't think that he was making any kind of comment at all. I just think he was way too. I mean, you could literally see like he had the black latex shorts underneath his playing shorts. That's how close up it was.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well, sometimes the cameramen will put their cameras down and angle them up and hold them so they can easily. So maybe they just, I feel like that's the control room going to the wrong camera and getting that shot.
The Burt Show.
Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports stuck up for one of his co-workers, Brianna Chicken Fry, who was treated really poorly, so she says, by Zach Bryan, and put together a revenge song for her called Country Diddy.
Country Diddy, steal another story, write another country diddy. All these NDAs, you sound like a country diddy. No, I bring the thunder straight to Oklahoma City. That he could shut me up. Someone tell you cheap lawyers, I don't give a fuck. Just can sit it out, cause we only need me. Only one man, but you're getting DP. Offer free 13 mil.
All right, so it made us realize, man, it's time to bring back Songs of Revenge, Kristen.
And we started digging to give you guys inspo because hard to believe, we did this 12 years ago was when it was born on the Burt Show, because we had a Burt Show listener hit us up with a song, a diss track about her boyfriend. At that time, we were calling him Songs of Revenge, and I was inspired, and apparently I wrote one, which I completely forgot about, because producer Katie and Tommy were like, you know, you have one. And I'm like, no, I don't. And they're like, oh, but you do. And this was mine about my dating Antichrist.
When I stopped on by, you'd be looking to make me cry. You had to go cheat, found a freaking girl's necklace in your sheet. Yeah, this is how you roll, your big old ego out of control. It's a house with a big ass lie. Had a baby, kept on the slide, yeah. Boy, what were you thinking? Boy, what were you thinking? Boy, what were you thinking? You screwed up. Boy, what were you thinking? Boy, what were you thinking? Boy, what were you thinking? You screwed up. When I crawled through the door, this is what I see. Another girl's crap and it's staring at me. I got hatred in my heart and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. You're bushy and I know it.
So that's what a song of revenge sounds like. If there is somebody in your life that has done you wrong, could be a boss, could be a coworker, could be a family member, you want to produce a song of revenge, go ahead and send it to us at theburtshow.com. You might already have one of these.
Yeah, we have a mom who sent one about her kids.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything.
So we're gonna play that for you tomorrow.
All right, so if you have one, we'd love to play it for you on The Burt Show. So theburtshow.com. Com for your revenge song. All right, tell us about this dating app change that you made that has changed the algorithm for you.
I know, I've made one small change to it and it has completely flipped the kind of guy that is liking me. And honestly, it's a little concerning. I don't know what it says about me. So I'm a very objective person. I like to approach a lot of areas in my life as if I was looking at it from 30,000 feet up. I try not to get too emotional about things. So I'm like, you know what? This dating thing, not going well. So let me take a look at my app and see if my profile looks like it's something that a man would like. Because sometimes I think from both sides, whether you're a man or a woman, whatever you're looking for, sometimes you don't know how to market yourself for what you're looking for. So I looked at my profile and I was kind of like, hey, how do I feel about that photo? Okay, I think that's a good one. It shows the body, shows that I work out. Okay, that one's fine. How do I feel about that prompt? Okay, funny, but it still shows who I am. I like that. Okay, that's a good selfie. So I'm looking at my profile that's going out to all these guys and I'm like, I'm perfect. These people are the problem. So then I decide to change my algorithm in terms of what's going to be shown to me in my feed. And I'm like, you know what?
Your preferences?
My preferences. Okay. And so the only thing that I have is the things that you have to have. So like a location, and then I have it set to the farthest radius so I can find people 150 miles outside of Atlanta. And then I was like, what else can
Do you really have it 150 miles outside of you?
Yeah, girl, mom is desperate. She's I flew to London for a man who gave me a forehead kiss once. You think I won't drive to Chattanooga. listen.
Noted.
So I have the mileage set pretty far. And then I'm like, what else can I adjust to see who else is out there for me? And the only thing I could really change was my age range. And right now before I had it set about 5 years from 26 to 31. To me, I think a 5 year age range is that sweet spot. 1 year younger, 4 years older. For me, that is my prime dating area. But I'm like, what if I just got a little spicy with it and went a little bit younger?
Younger?
I thought he was going to go the other way.
Like, Riley Green shows up at my door at the age of 36 and I'm like, hi. So I'm like, let me just see. Let me go a little bit younger. So I started off small and I was like, okay, let's try 25. And then I was getting some more likes. And I was like, okay, let me try 24. And then one night after a couple of glasses of wine,
oh no,
I changed it to 22.
Okay. I thought you were taking somebody to their prom.
Not trying to catch a case here.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, my likes started blowing up. In the last 2 weeks, I have probably gotten liked by no less than 30 22-year-olds. I don't know what it is about this age range.
Yeah, I could tell you.
But won't take long either.
They're just really looking for a quality woman.
Yeah, that's it. Here's the thing. On Hinge, you can say what you're looking for. And obviously, I'm going to check to see whether they're looking for like a hookup or a long-term thing.
Because you believe them?
Listen, this is a mistake women have been making for decades. We believe what men tell us. Yeah. And so silly me if you tell me you're looking for a long-term relationship, why am I in the wrong for believing you?
Because long-term at 22 years old means 6 months, okay? And that's long. So what you have sacrificed here, so yeah, you've got a bigger pond to fish in, but all of them have salmonella.
But here's the thing. They have all tried to go, like, set up
that one wonky eye, that one small fin, just swimming in circles.
Sure. Yeah. They're this
swimming upside down. They look like the fish tank in the back.
Oh, you just opened it up to a bunch of fair fish.
I realize there are plenty of fish in the sea now, but these fish is rancid because they are asking for my Snapchat, but they are trying to ask me out on dinner dates. Like, I've had like several men ask me out on these long dates and I'm like, no dude, like let's just call, let's see if we don't like each other, and then let's move on with our lives. I don't like where this went.
Hey, I'm very optimistic for you. I'm sure you'll go out on more dates.
Screw you.
Okay. So one thing that's not gonna happen to you.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yes, I know it happens. I just think when you look at the numbers, it is very, very small that it works out. People that say, oh, I fell in love. It was love at first sight. Yeah, I think we can get some stories on that for sure. But percentage-wise, when you fall in love with somebody at first sight, how many of those really end up lasting in the long run?
However, you asked this question almost a year ago of people, of our Burt Show listeners, and we have been following the love stories of three people over the past year.
I wanted accountability. Mm-hmm. I wanted public accountability. If you're going to say, oh my God, I just met him this weekend. This is the guy I'm going to end up marrying. I'm like, okay, prove it to us. So let's follow you for the next year. So we started off with three and we got two remaining?
Yes.
Okay. We got Candace.
So we first spoke to Candace almost a year ago, exactly to the day. We talked to her on November 16th, 2023. Obviously, today is the 13th. And our last check-in with her was a couple of months back in June. So she met her man in a social media group. And Candace said the way he moved was amazing. He was reading books, posting motivational quotes. And that made her pay more attention to him. She's like, I know this man was meant for me. I knew before we even went on a date. So Candace had been dealing with the longest breakup in history, waiting for their lease to end so her ex could move out. So she was waiting to go deep and flirt with him. So her ex moved out and she told the guy that she had a big crush on him. They talked for a couple of weeks and then they planned their first date and he was everything she expected. They spent Thanksgiving together, which was like, what, 2 weeks later? And they made things exclusive. So on our third check-in, she told us that he has a drawer at her house and a tiny box in her closet.
He said he had drawers at her house.
That's
as in underwear.
No, he has a drawer.
His drawers were over at her house.
Drawers in the drawer. And they were both in 100%, had talked about getting engaged before the end of the year. And when we last spoke to Candace in June, they were looking for a house together. And he asked for her ring size and what types of rings she likes. So, how's it going now?
Hey, Candace.
Hey.
All right. You said it was love at first sight. Prove it. You still together?
We are still together.
Hey. Good for you.
Hey.
Happily, fantastic.
Happily?
Happily together.
Yay.
Everything is going amazing.
Good for you. Congratulations.
It does happen. Wow. Yeah.
So what has happened since?
So I think the last time we spoke, we were looking for a place together. And we did find a place together. However, he had some financial issues and didn't want to be a burden to move in right away. So he's actually will be moving in next week.
Wow. It's really happening.
Yes. Moving in next week.
It's
this
great.
Is the perfect update.
Fantastic love story here.
Yes. Good for
you. Okay. I don't know that we need to check in with you anymore. I mean, I think this is proof. This is pretty much it.
It probably gets weird after this point.
I still want to know.
We had our year anniversary. So, well, a year of us actually having our first date was 11-11, so.
No, we're not going to stop checking in until she gets a ring.
Yeah. Okay, until she gets the ring.
Yeah, and then I want pictures of the ring.
This is huge this year, though. They spent Thanksgiving together last year, but they're going to spend Thanksgiving in a home together.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Cool. All right, so we're going to keep calling you. What are you laughing about?
Oh, no, I'm just crying. I'm so excited.
Are those genuine tears?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
All right, Candace, hold on 1 second, and we'll keep checking in with you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, and then there was Tina, though.
So we also first talked to Tina almost a year to the day. We last talked to Tina on June 11th, and she met her man on Bumble. They talked a month or two before they went out. Something deep in her chest told her, this is it. She was with an ex-husband for 4 years and never felt this way. At the 6-week mark, she said the tingles were growing. She was getting to know his mom on FaceTime. She spent Christmas with his big family and loved it. They've also talked about marriage and thought she was headed towards a proposal, especially if he was going to get a promotion. That's what he'd been working hard to get. So the last time we talked to Tina at that point, they were 7.5 months in. They were still talking about marriage. He got his big promotion and a big raise. He hadn't proposed yet, though, but they did spend Memorial Day weekend in Charleston for her birthday, and he surprised her with a birthday gift trip to Paris. So what happened? Did they go to Paris? Did he propose in the city of love? We need updates.
All right, here's Tina. Hey, Tina.
Hey, y'all.
Are you guys still together?
I'm engaged.
Oh! Hey! All right, tell us how he did it.
Oh my God, give us that.
Oh my God, you gotta tell us how we did it.
The deets.
So, yeah, he proposed in Paris.
Of course he did. How? Where? Give us, I need more.
Oh my gosh. Oh, the past few months have been a whirlwind, but we went to Paris in September. He got us a hotel with the most spectacular view of the Eiffel Tower. And our first night in Paris, we were standing out on the balcony to take photos of the tower and its light show. And he said he wanted to get one of me looking at the Eiffel Tower. So I stood there staring at the Eiffel Tower. And then he says, got it. And when I turned around, he was on one knee with the most beautiful diamond engagement ring.
This guy.
Is this a movie?
This guy.
That's special.
But yeah, we just spent the rest of the vacation and just feeling blissful. And we wanted to wait to tell everyone, when we got back, but he surprised me again. And he had our family and friends waiting at the airport to welcome us back with flowers and balloons. And it was so cute.
This guy.
Right?
Wow, okay. Got it right. So love wins twice. I don't know that there is a reason to keep checking in with you. I mean, she is engaged, unless you're going to say, okay, on the wedding day, we gotta check in.
I will firmly believe in love. And with the engagement, Tina, we will set you free to live your life blissfully.
Congratulations. That's fantastic news.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing it with us. Appreciate it.
Are you crying? Are you crying again?
I'm sobbing for both of us.
The Burt Show.
I have often said that if somebody is coming into town and they say, okay, what is the best Atlanta has to offer? Where do I have to go? I might say the aquarium. That's a pretty cool place right there, right? But generally what I'll tell them is go to the Beltline. Go absolutely to the Beltline. I love it down there. It's an exciting part of town. Great restaurants, great bars. It's diverse. There are festivals when it's warm out all the time. I love the Beltline.
Oh, this fall weather is perfect for the Beltline too.
Be great,
yeah.
Right?
You don't have to sweat your balls off as you're walking around.
So Atlanta City yesterday said that they're expanding it, and it opened on just about another mile of the Beltline. It goes through Midtown, Virginia Highland, and Morningside neighborhoods. It starts at 10th Street now, and it goes to Monroe Drive, and right around Westminster Drive. They are calling it the Northeast, I think, the Northeast segment of the Beltline. But anytime the Beltline, I think, is expanded, it's a really good thing. It's a great thing. It's just such a great part of town. All right, Abby. So would you rather be stuck in the woods with a bear or a man? This
is a question that people have been asking themselves, I think about 6 months ago on TikTok. There was some whole spiel about, would you feel safer in the woods with a bear or a man? And women were explaining, it was a very serious thing. They were explaining why they would feel safer with a bear than a man. And so that's a question that I hadn't really had to ask myself in reality until this weekend, where I was stuck in the woods with both a bear and a man.
What?
So I went up to this really cool thing on Friday at Fernbank Museum. It's called Fernbank After Dark. It's they have their a glow thing where they have the woods all lit up with these beautiful lights, and you can check out how the trees look, where it's all glow in the dark. It feels like someone took splatter paint to the woods and made it glow in the dark. And it's also 21 and up, so it's a very fun chic adult thing to do.
Yeah, Fern Bank After Dark is really cool because in the wooded area, it's a beautiful trail. I've only ever been there with kids. But they also do a jazz night too. Mm-hmm. And to be surrounded by all the dinosaur bones and stuff like that. It's a really cool vibe.
Very, very cool. And so I showed up by myself. It's the kind of thing that you want to go with like a date or a group of friends, but no one was available on Friday. So I decided to go by myself and just check it out and see, you know, what it's all about in case I ever have a gentleman caller that wants to take me there at some point.
I love that for you that you just went solo.
It was a solo date. I'm in my solo era because, you know, I just want to get out and experience life on my own terms. And so I was like, you know what? I'll go check it out and then get back to my books at home. So I went to Fernbank Museum, got myself a nice glass of wine, walked around, saw the beautiful skeletons of the fossils. You know, science is magnificent. And, you know, there's a lot of really cool things you can do. They have like a seashell exhibit and I love the beach. So I was checking out the seashells and the meteorites. And then I really wanted to check out the glow in the dark part of the woods because it's like this, it is the thing to check out while you're there. Walk around, hang out with some people, watch how the lights light up all the trees.
Say hi to the Stegosaurus.
Say hi to the Stegosaurus. So I'm out there bopping around and I was trying not to have too much PTSD because there was a couple behind me and the man was British and I just like kept twitching.
Oh, no.
I was like, God, this is such a throwback to my London era. Anyway, so I'm out there and I, you know, I'm trying to get away from all of the couples because I'm realizing that it's not the kind of thing that you should really go to by yourself. It's the kind of thing that you should go to with a person or a group of friends. And so I'm like trying to go off on my own. I'm like trying to get away from, you know, the London man. And also like all of the friends that are having a great time, you know, checking out the lights. And I get to this part of the woods that's kind of sequestered. So I'm enjoying the peace and solitude. I'm enjoying looking at the trees by myself and seeing everything lit up and it's magical. And there's, you know, twinkling lights and sound effects. And it just feels incredible. And then all of a sudden, I feel somebody kind of rush behind me. And I hear a little, like a walkie-talkie, like a buzz, like zzz. And then a man goes, "So which way did the bear go?"
Oh, God.
And I turn around and it's a security guard for the museum. And I go, he looks at me and I look at him and I can just tell by the look on his face. He was like, "You are not supposed to hear that." And now I am looking at all of these people who have no idea that apparently there's a bear out here. And it's just me and this dude with this one piece of information. And I'm like, do I charge out like Paul Revere and go, "A bear is coming, a bear is coming." Or do I just act like nothing is happening? So I look at him, I give him the nod and he rushes off to go take care of the bear or whatever. And so me, as somebody who has chronic anxiety, decides this is not a safe place for me anymore. And I leave to go check out one of their cool sign exhibits. I mean, it really is an awesome thing to do if you want something to do on a Friday where you can just kind of be by yourself, even though the woods part is kind of the part where you want to be with someone. I watched like, you know, some kind of cool science movie. I checked out all the meteorites. And then like 2 hours later, after I've completely forgotten about it, I go outside and I'm like, I wonder if they ever caught that bear. And I'm looking around and it looks like everyone's alive. So you know what? Shout out to Fernbank Museum Security. They probably manhandled that bear. So you should feel very safe with men out in the woods.
So I want to follow up with you here on like you going and doing single things, because I think people are absolutely terrified to do that. They think that everybody in the place is looking at them and judging them. It's a brave thing to do. It shouldn't be just to hang out with yourself. But did you get any of that at all? Or were you happy as you were there by yourself?
No. I mean, you think everyone's looking at you like, oh, why is that girl there by hers? Literally nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the lit woods outside is that it's so dark and everyone's kind of in their own mind that if you just want to go out and have a good time by yourself, it does kind of feel like you're alone because it's so dark and things are just kind of lit up sporadically. So when you're out there, it's kind of the perfect place to dip your toe into a solo adventure because there's everyone's looking at everything else that no one's like looking around, seeing who's there by themselves. So yeah, I mean, it's not that I didn't have somebody to go with. I just kind of wanted to just do something on my own terms and on my own timeline. So I'm like, I'm going to show up, pop around for a couple hours and then go home to my movies.
Yeah, I've endorsed this for so long. Like when you're doing things by yourself, I specifically usually talk about it when it comes to vacations, but I just did this in Fort Lauderdale over the weekend. And it's so rare for you really to just be able to make your own decisions on your own time. You could change your mind without consulting anybody. I went to a bar on Friday night, this dive bar, and I made a choice. Like I could either hang out with people or I could just sit there and watch TV by myself. Whole bunch of drunk people adopted me. That seemed like fun.
Oh, isn't it neat when you do get adopted by a group?
Yeah, it was really great, right? But I had a decision, right? Good. And I didn't have to consult with anybody and I never felt self-conscious about it at all.
I think you nailed it on the head perfectly. Like you can change your mind because I saw it. I was like, oh, that sounds like a fun thing to go to. But you know, if you go with a group of people, you kind of feel like you have to like stick to the plan. Like we're all taking time out of our Friday night to go check it out. So for me, I was like, if I am not having a good time, I can simply turn around and go home.
Glorious.
I can have one glass of wine, check out the seashells, and GTFO if I don't want to be there anymore. So it was kind of like the perfect plan to check it out, see how everything is, and then if I wanted to leave, I could.
I don't think I want to label it as selfish, but maybe I do. There are so few times where your window of being selfish is actually open. And when you go and you go solo by yourself, you can be as selfish as you want. It is all on your own terms. I think it's fantastic.
It was great. So I highly recommend it. Fernbank After Dark. I think their next one is on December 13th, Taylor Swift's birthday. So if you want to celebrate the queen at Fernbank.
There's always an event going on surrounded by Taylor.
Let me make sure I add that to my calendar.
Here, Bird Show.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
I'm feeling a little insecure and not sure I am doing right by my adopted dog or not with a decision I'm about to make. Okay, let me try to explain. So if you're new around here, I adopted an English bulldog around 8 months ago. Her name is Franny, and she came to me from pretty much a breeding farm in Iowa. And I don't say that in a bad way. Or maybe I do. Either way, she came for me from a breeding farm in Iowa. She had a couple of litters and her time was up and they're like, okay, let's find another home for her. And that was me. The thing about Franny is, while she is certainly warming up, I mean, the first couple of months were so tough. She was just scared of everything. I mean, now she's a city girl, and she was out on this farm in Iowa her entire life, right? I don't know what her life looked like, except I do know that she was on a farm and what her intention was when she was born. So she comes to me and, like any dog, would be scared in a brand new environment. But this dog is scared to a different level, man. Like, now she trusts me and she trusts Amanda, my girlfriend. But there are very few that can come in the house where she'll actually, like, let you pet her. She's very scared. She doesn't have a mean bone in her body. She's so freaking sweet. Kristen has been around her a couple of different times.
She is. She's a sweetheart. But she's a little on the skittish side. Like, she is an introvert bulldog. I remember Riggins, he was the complete opposite. He was like, talk about a 180. You'd walk into a room, Riggins, and... and he'd come up next to you and he'd slobber all over you. And if you pet Riggins, he wasn't leaving your side. Whereas Franny, you go over to Bert's house. She's in the corner in the kitchen by herself, basically saying, like, leave me the hell alone.
Yeah, she's got two spots in the house. That's it, that she's comfortable in. And that's in her cage and in the corner of a kitchen. I've been trying to train her to come into my bedroom now and hang out there just, you know, so we can spend some time together. Because if not, it's just her by herself. She doesn't know how to play with things. She won't chase anything. She's just living right now. I come home, she gets excited about it, wiggles her hips a little bit, and then goes back into the backyard. And that's really it. That's her life, right? Anytime we're going to do anything outside of the ordinary, she freaks out and has like a lot of anxiety. She just starts panting a lot. And you could tell she's scared. She trusts me. So she'll go where I tell her to go, but she's really nervous about things. I just put a sunroom up on my patio. She doesn't even want to be on the patio anymore. It's all brand new. She's like, what is that thing? What is it?
Why did you ruin my open space?
Yes, I can't get her to come in it. That's the kind of dog she is, right? So anytime I'm going to do anything or take her out of her element, my vet gave me a doggy trazodone to give to her on those occasions. So, for instance, I went over to our Burt's Big Adventure office the other day. I brought her over there. She's around a lot of people, but I knew we were going to do that. So hit her with a trazodone, and she was better. Not great. So my girlfriend Amanda has a new place. So I thought, okay, this is safe. Franny knows Amanda, knows her dog Copper also. So I'll hit her with some drugs and I'll bring her in the truck and we'll go on up there. So I hit her with the trazodone and we go to Amanda's house. And after about an hour and a half, this was like a completely and totally different dog. Okay. Having the time of her life, jumped up on the couch to be pet by us and wouldn't leave us alone. The most affectionate dog I have seen in a long time.
Huh.
And I can only think it were the drugs. So now I'm wondering.
Is that like doggy ecstasy or something?
No, it's just a trazodone, which I think chills you out. It's like an anti-anxiety. I was prescribed some for sleep. They said, just take a little itty bit, not the doggy one.
I was
going to say. Yeah, my doctor's like, instead of the Lunesta, why don't you try trazodone? I tried, didn't work. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyway, they make them for dogs also. And she was so incredibly different. Happy. Yeah, a little bit anxious. But the fact that she jumped on a couch, couldn't get enough hugs, get enough scratches from Amanda and I'm starting to think like, shoot, man, maybe I should just give her this every single day so she can start living her life a little bit instead of living in the corners of the house. So I went online and I did a search. Is it healthy to give dogs trazodone every single day? You just never know what to believe online, but it pretty much green lit it. So I'm wondering if I should do that or not.
Are you doing an Ask a Vet right now?
or anybody that's got dog. This seems so silly. Like I can hear my dad in my head, because he was a dog person, but dogs had their place. And to think that you are actually caring about a dog's feelings or their anxiety, or I am giving my dogs drugs for their anxiety, I can hear my dad in my head laughing his ass off. So I've been reluctant to do it, I think.
So Christy on line one has some advice that I know you're going to absolutely love. Instead of giving Franny medicine every day, you can do this.
Hey, Christy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
I don't care if I told you I read it in the Wall Street Journal. I saw it on TikTok. But I also have a lot of pet experience. I'm a pet professional.
Uh-huh.
And you need to get your dog a cat. Cost the pills, buddy. Because let me tell you something. That says a lot about the kind of place that dog came from. Because who knows how many litters she did have and at what point they ripped those babies away from her. So she's got trust issues, and if you give her a kitten, it's just like a chicken that sits on eggs because they get all broody.
Yeah.
If you put another bird's chick under her, she will take care of it and love it. And you can do the same thing with a kitten.
Can you foster a cat just to see if this is going to work or not?
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Absolutely, yeah. You can.
I'm not totally against the idea, I don't think. I think I'd rather have her just do drugs.
Cat's drugs.
But, I mean, we had Copper in the house for 4 months while they were looking at a new house. And Franny didn't give a damn about that dog. They sniffed each other twice in a couple of months and there was no reaction to it whatsoever.
But Copper's older. So this is, she's talking about like, this would be like her adopted kitten. It would be like her pseudo baby.
She got to take care of her.
It's so cute. It's like a Pixar movie.
It is.
It is cute.
I'm not against the idea. Except I'm not a real huge fan of cats.
I'm about to change your mind. I was not a cat person growing up. We had dogs. I had three dogs in the house all the time. And then I got Della, my cat, when I graduated from college. And now look at me. I'm insane. I'm obsessed with cats.
I mean, I essentially have a 50-pound cat now.
No,
this is really what she is. I mean, she sits by herself. When she wants to be pet, she comes on over for a second. And then when she's not ready for you, she kind of flips you off and goes and does her own thing. It's a cat.
Dude, instead of meds every day, and who knows like what the long-term effects are going to be, you can get her an emotional support kit.
Oh my gosh, a pet cat good. For the dog.
The funny thing is your dog would be perfect for me. We would have the best relationship ever.
I was like last night, I'm telling you, I was talking to her like, because I feel like the needy one. Like, love me.
Yo.
Love me.
That's all. You are so codependent on Franny.
I just want her to love me.
No wonder she's trying to get away from you. Listen to you.
Hey, Lizzie, good morning. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning. I was just going to tell you, I have a rescue dog, and he was like Franny when I first got him. I've had him 9 years now. He's been on Prozac every day and has completely changed his life.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking, if it really does change, I'm trying to, if this was a person in my life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? I would suggest absolutely getting on meds to help your quality of life, or at least try them. And some will say that it can change your circuitry a little bit, which is what I was told. I never got off of it to see if that theory was true or not, but it can change your circuitry. So maybe she can be and have a personality.
What if you do this? What if you just try fostering a cat? We'll connect you with a local shelter.
Yeah.
And it's, if it doesn't work out and you want to get rid of the cat, at the very least, it's really good publicity for the cat. And then maybe at the very least, you'll get a cat adopted.
Juice here. We could do Fur Kids. We could do Atlanta Humane Society. We can do Paws.
Planned Pethood. I have tons of friends over there. They have tons of kitties.
I'm not against the idea. Good morning, Jennifer. Or Alexis, you're on the Bird Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Okay, I'm talking about getting her on one. You've got yours on a bunch.
I had a rescue dog for a few weeks that was on multiple. Yes, she was actually taking Xanax, doggy Xanax. She was taking Trazodone as well as Prozac. So there are, you know, multiple medications you can try. But I was going to say the Trazodone is very good for situational types. Like if you know Amanda's coming over, or you know you're having company over, you know, you can give it to her then. Or, you know, you don't necessarily have to give it every day, but if you do notice she's a different dog, then I worked at an emergency vet. I am not a vet. I do not claim to be one, but I have had dogs my whole life, and I'm all for giving them medication because it does improve, I think, their quality of life.
I appreciate your advice, yeah.
All right, so listen, if you do decide to get the kitten, can you wait till
after?
You
guys are really pushing me on this kitten.
No, if you do, can you wait till after the Bird Show Christmas party? Because Mo and I are allergic.
That would be nice. I appreciate
you
thinking about
it. Can you get it on December 14th, please?
I just want to take one more call from a vet.
No, this one works at a vet.
Okay, it doesn't mean that they're a vet. Good morning, Bird Show. Who is this?
This is Carlisha.
Hi, Carlisha. You work at a vet.
Yeah, I actually work at Franny's vet.
Oh, you do? Okay, I guess I could have called you guys.
My dear friend, Aaron Riggins.
Yeah.
I was about to say that, number one. I'm like, contact your vet. That's like the very first step that you should make.
I don't trust my vet. I'm just
He's
kidding.
He's messing
I'm
with kidding. You, Carlisha.
So what do they say there, that you can have dogs on drugs every single day, or you're not supposed to do that?
No, yeah, we certainly have dogs that come in that have behavioral issues and anxiety issues similar to Franny that come in and prescribe Trazodone, and they can actually take that every day. It would just be recommended to contact them to make sure that, you know, she's a good qualifying candidate for that situation. And then they can also prescribe additional medication on top of the Trazodone just for daily use, like the Prozac that the other caller was talking about.
All right. I appreciate you calling very much. I should probably call you guys and just come on up and see
it. We just like to talk about things on the air before we seek out professionals.
For sure. Plus, it could be a situation where it's like one for you, one for me.
No.
Okay.
Two for you, one for me.
No, okay. I had a friend who accidentally took her dogs instead of hers.
I do too.
And that took her to, she was down for the count.
Yeah.
It is a lot stronger than people Prozac.
The Bird Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.